During World War II, thousands of enemy soldiers taken as prisoners of war were housed in hastily built camps in the Midwest. Most were peaceful, but here in central Kansas, the endeavor had an auspicious beginning. The story on the American countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. In July of 1943, the first German prisoners of war began to arrive at a camp in Concordia, Kansas. But as Paul Romoski explains, those first men proved a challenge for the U.S. servicemen in charge of watching over them.
They were real hardcore Nazis, quite a few of them. And if they felt like one of them was starting to kind of fall by the wayside, they would hold a kangaroo court some night. The next morning, they would find one of them hung.
Nazi prisoners hung six of their own at the camp. The U.S. military brought in specialists to find out who was responsible.
They could ferret out these bad guys, the real hardcore Nazis, which there's about 50 of them. And they took them out and sent them to a camp in Oklahoma that was designed for that type of a prisoner.
Over half of this camp's POWs were officers. They were mostly treated the same as others, with one exception when it came to work detail.
The one thing that made the officers stand out a little bit, I guess, is the fact that they didn't have to go out and work on the farms, and they didn't do that.
Those officers instead received a perk that would benefit their future when they returned home.
KU set up classes for them and sent people out that could speak German, and they taught classes that they could apply towards their college degrees, and they got certificates when they left and went back to Germany that applied towards their college degrees.
The camp housed prisoners for nearly 2 years, and a new museum here still helps tell that chapter of history. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Concordia, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.